Hello, misadventurers. It's Brittany here. This week, we have two exciting surprises. The first is this behind-the-scenes chat with the dames, and the second is a giveaway. So first, a bit about this episode. We wanted to give all of our listeners a peek at what it's like to be a Patreon supporter of D20 Dames. So we're pulling this episode out from behind the paywall right to our main feed. Being a Patreon supporter means you get special access to content like behind-the-scenes chats like this one, clips that we often edit out of the show, and my most favorite part, you're invited to our private Discord community where we talk about gaming, gardening, cooking, pets, and so much more. We have three levels of support. The $2 tier gets you access to our Discord. $5 tier is where you'll start seeing bonus content. And at the $10 tier, you'll get a secret area of our Discord server and invites to special events with the dames. If you want to join our Patreon community, head over to patreon.com/d20dames. Okay, so the second surprise is a giveaway. We are giving away a few copies of A Kid's Guide to Fandom. Entries will be based on our newsletter mailing list. To subscribe and enter, head to d20dames.com/newsletter and add your email. We just started sending out a monthly newsletter for all things dames, and we'd love for you to get one in your inbox. And winning a copy of this book would be pretty cool too. A Kid's Guide to Fandom, Exploring Fanfic, Cosplay, Gaming, Podcasting, and More in the Geek World is by Amy Ratcliffe and illustrated by Dave Perlow. It's a book to help young fans get in touch with their inner geeks with the ultimate guidebook for creating, sharing, and enjoying the world of fandom. It features interviews with popular creatives, including our very own Kat Kruger. If you want to add this book to your shelf, you can enter the giveaway by going to d20dames.com/newsletter and adding yourself to our mailing list. Okay, that's enough for me. Let's jump into this very special bonus episode. Hi, everyone. Welcome to a bonus episode of D20 Dames, a little behind-the-scenes chit-chat between Jess, Jen, Kat, and myself, Brittany. We've just wrapped up a storyline at the beginning of season four with our special guest, Serena Marie, who's been playing Andraste. We can basically talk about the beginning of season four. There's a lot that already has happened. So yeah, yes. Let's just jump into it. With these behind the scenes, we typically can just like ask each other questions and talk. And when we first put this out, it'll be a Patreon bonus episode. So if you're listening to this when it first comes out, you're likely a patron, and we really, really appreciate your support. Thanks so much. So what should we talk about first?
I have a question for Kat.
Yes.
Kat, what was your motivation for just like going completely out of your way to make me cry this episode?
Yeah.
what was going on in Catland that you were like, you know what I'd really like is for Jess to just bawl, for her to just cry, just sob her eyes out for like 20 minutes straight. What was I just want to hear about some of that background.
I knew it was going to be a very emotional moment. But at the same time, it's been like, it's been this weird, like, I don't even know, like a paradox or something. Like, it's on the one hand, we have actually been immersed in a lot of Lariah's childhood, because we went through Waterdeep, we went to and spent a significant amount of time in the House of She Who Shapes All, and but I also feel like we didn't get the intense backstory that we got with having the Bonezerker siblings and their memories kind of trickle through throughout season three. And I really, like, I knew that, you know, we've had the conversations about what Lariah wants and what her goals are in the storyline. And one of them was definitely trying to reconnect with her mother, find her mother, And I really wanted a very cool way of doing that. And the stone that you gave me as a story element seemed completely perfect as it tied into the story. And yeah, I just, you know, wanted to make sure that Lariah had a little bit of closure as we're getting closer to the end of this campaign. So yes, I, sorry, not sorry.
Cool mom things and cool DM things.
Yeah.
I do not know how Jen and Brittany maintain that gravelly voice, though. I couldn't even get there. I could not even get there. I tried really practicing. No. I tried practicing last night.
Yeah.
I tried practicing last night, and then my throat was just getting like really, really hoarse feeling. So I had to, I messaged Jason from Adventure They Wrote, and I asked him for some tips. And even that, it was just like, Brittany, can you like do some magic here?
Which you've all now heard. No.
Yeah, I'm wondering, I'm like, what will I do? I don't even know. Can I get like a little lower? There's not a gravelly setting that I can put on it, but yeah, I can imagine for you. I mean, when Jen and I are doing it, we are either doing our normal voice or our character voice, but Kat, you have to, you know, there's like several voices you might want to do in a recording, so mm-hmm. I would recommend against the gravel. It does hurt. Jen and I have talked about this, like we can feel when we've had like a lot of role play,
yeah.
in a session.
It's just the notes we have growing there. We'll never be singers, which leads me to one of my questions too. I mean, I want to talk more about Lariah's tattoo in a minute, but did Brittany, did you send Serena stuff about the Lariah, Rose, and Riot that you didn't particularly let, you know, just the little foibles or ticks, you know, the...
No, I didn't know anyone was going to ask that. I think that was
so Serena made this
from
up.
Serena or Kat. Yeah, I have no idea. I wish I had thought of that to like, here's a bunch of stuff for Serena to have for Andraste.
That's hilarious. I mean, because I actually thought that you were sending her a note.
Oh my God. So Serena made that up.
No, not at all. Yeah, I had not sent her any of that.
That's amazing.
Which is hilarious. But I think because I think she has a really good grasp of Karen because we had that first recording that was just Karen.
Yeah.
So yeah, Serena like had attached. She's like in Karen's brain. Yeah, it was great.
Emberwood was amazing.
Oh yeah, I love Emberwood.
Or as we also like to call them, Emberstone or Ember Moon, accidentally.
Ember Moon is what I keep saying, yeah.
I mean, like I said in one of the recordings, both of them could destroy the tower, right?
So. Yeah. God, I'm so excited for Lariah's stuff, sorry. I'm just...
Well, let's talk about, you wanted to ask more about the tattoo.
Well, also, was she able to contact her because she got the Conjure Minor Elemental spell? Or was
no,
it
from
somewhere?
The stone.
Oh, just from the stone.
One of the stone spells. So the stone has like one of eight spells that it could cast that Lariah hasn't used because she can't. Like, she doesn't decide which of the spells are cast. It's like a table that I would roll on. And some of them are very destructive.
Okay.
So I've been waiting for, like, the right moment to try to use it where, like, we were really, really desperate and in a bind. Like, and I was planning to use it to try to destroy the tower. But luckily, Emberwood could do that because it was entirely possible that it would not be the right spell and it would just make things worse. But one of the spells it could cast was Planar Ally.
Okay.
And that was... the spell that brought her mom. So what happened was that like when Lariah as a child was kidnapped by the merchant and killed him using the stone, that like broke it in some way and it deactivated for a long, long time, which is why her mom couldn't come back. And then one of Rose's stones, as she was disappearing, reactivated Lorelai's mood stone.
That's right.
So she's been able to use it since then, and I haven't, again, because some of the spells are so destructive and without being able to control which one gets used, I've been sort of like, oh, when it comes up, like, I do want to use it. When it comes up, I will, but I worry about just, like, destroying everything on accident.
That's right. I have a memory of your stone either saying, either glowing or saying, that's interesting. Like, right when, yeah, with Rose's stuff. Okay.
I think, like, one of Rose's stones said, like, it's time for you to wake up.
Yeah.
And it warmed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lorelai's is not sentient.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think you all know, like, there's some sort of connection at this point.
Yeah. But definitely now that Lorelai can control those spells, can decide which one gets used when, it's about to go down.
One thing I didn't say in the recording was that I feel like it would be really great if you channeled, like, the mood related to the spell.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That's definitely going to be the case, because I think the one that's that Lorelai wants to use on the Wizened Mage is definitely, like, the anger one.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely, there's anger. Perfection, I feel like, could also work.
Mm-hmm.
Energetic, like, definitely all of the spells that she wants to use when they see the mage, I definitely think the mood will make sense at the time. Yeah, Lorelai is definitely ready to fight the mage now.
Awesome. Beefed out to the max. I am excited about my glaive too, now that it is both licked by flame tongue, sends people to hell prison or hell jail, and also if I cast green flame blade, we'll have green squirrels jumping off of it to attack other people within a 5-foot radius. You know, like, it's just gonna be my, I hope nothing happens to it at the very beginning of the fight. No. Feeling a little bit like Sokka with his asteroid sword.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, spoilies. Come on, guys. I'm still in season one. Are you serious? Come on, now.
I just meant, like, all of the powers in one thing. I don't mean it.
Mm-hmm. No idea what you're talking about. These are all spoilers. So, a long-standing joke between Jen and I. No big deal.
Sorry. There's...
I was going to ask, I completely forgot about the other amazing NPC that Kat has portrayed, which is Glazia.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so glad I was on mute, because I was crying laughing at every part of that. It was so, like, what was your inspiration of, like, the Valley Girl, or as you so coined, the Death Valley Girl? That was so funny.
Thank you. Well, okay, so when we were going into this season, I had let, like, everyone was sort of under the impression that we were going to Avernus, because that's a campaign setting. That is where Karen's soul is. Seemed like that's where the mage had gone. And at the same time, I know that the dames are not super jazzed about that campaign setting, because it's very not in line with a lot of the things that we do. And so...
Talk to Lorelai. She's like, lying? Yeah, cool. They'd be fine there.
So it was sort of like a misdirect, because I still wanted everyone... to feel like it was there was, like, this gravitas to what they were about to do. And I mean, it's still very serious, because, you know, Karen's soul is captured by an imp and she is in hell, but now there's a way of addressing that without actually having to go into this really, like, very, very scary setting. And without having to, you know, bring a lot of that, those themes into our story. But, you know, with that, I was thinking, well, what are some of the interpretations of what Glazia could be? And, you know, I was looking up at some of her names and what she's known for, and I just had this image of, like, a spoiled princess. And so from there, I just, I went with, you know, I tried practicing a few voices, but the one that seemed to work was the Death Valley girl voice.
I loved it.
It was so good. It was so, and I think you could even hear Riot's surprise. I don't know, like, what... Mm-hmm. In disappointment, maybe? I don't know. Like, what was it? Like, like you could hear it in the recording. Like, how... I can't explain it. I don't know.
Jen loved it. I think Riot was like... Because you said she definitely sounds like a princess. And I was like, oh, no, I'm going to have to use titles and names and things. And I was like, oh, it took me a minute. I was thinking I might have been disappointed in myself. It took me a minute to figure out that kind of princess.
Oh, man. Good.
And I'm glad she had an alternate for my clearly flawed plan of, like, helping blow up, since I had Emberwood already coming out. I was just like, I just want to talk to Glazia and get her to do a cool heist with us of some kind. Totally forgot about my sister's soul for a second. Like, turn off my accent. Like, you know, the usual. Yeah, and Serena was fantastic. What a...
Oh my goodness, yeah. Serena and Willy.
Yeah. Were-Raven. The little cause. Like, every time.
Oh my gosh. So, yeah, I'm like, can so we funny. Just have, can Willy just be in our party?
I know. Right?
Yeah. Like, also so helpful, like, fills in all the gaps, like, like, everything we needed.
But also not judging us, too, I feel like.
No, just, like, chill, like, super cool. Oh, so good. Oh, I love that character so much.
Yeah, such a great character.
The guild's nothing but cool people, apparently.
Like... Yeah, true.
Brittany, you ready to be rejected an application?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, and the guild is something that Jess and I came up with. That was really early on. That was when, during character creation, right?
Yeah, it was. Because we were trying to figure out Lariah's backstory and, like, how... just sort of, like, what she had been doing lately before joining up with the Dames, how she knew Lita and all of that. And through all of that, we came up with the guild and, like, what kind of stuff they get up to.
Jacinda Wildheart and all these cool names, yeah.
Yeah, the cool names are all cat.
Everyone's got an adjective noun name. I love it. Silver Song. Darkstone. I think those are all my questions currently. Other than, again, that one I had at the top of the hour, Kat. How do we beat the Wizened Mage Zerker?
We shall find out, I guess.
Okay, get together. All right, sure.
I mean, Lariah's ready.
I mean, Yeah, don't worry, Kat. We've been talking. Outside.
I mean... I can't stress enough, like, just how destructive the spells of the Moodstone are, which is why she hasn't used them. But, like, now that she has them under control and can just, like, point one at the mage, Lariah feels very ready.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I feel like there's going to be, like, I feel like a lot has gotten activated within Lariah in the past couple of episodes, because also with Riot's glaive and, like, Lariah being like, oh, I can think of 1,000 ways to use. I feel like we're gonna see a moment where, like, Riot is holding her glaive and, like, Lariah comes behind her and, like, moves it towards another, like, starts directing just, it just, like, oh, over here,
we'll
just do this, we'll just go grab that person, this person.
Oh no. Truly, that's the Wizened Mage Zerker to create a weapon, or a weapon that holds a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do this, Lariah.
I just loved the scene with Lariah's mom. Mm-hmm. I definitely cried.
I heard. I was it took everything in me to not also cry, because the way you described your mom, it was like she was very teasing and playful, and I didn't want her to break that.
Yeah.
It was really good. When you just when Lariah said, I can't, I was like, oh, I need to go take time out from everything.
Yeah. How did you feel when your mom asked you to go to the elemental plane with her? Like,
there, I'd like, just like me, I honestly had a moment where I was like, do I just write myself out of the D20 game right now?
No, you would just put the party. It would be fine. Like,
oh, man. I definitely had a moment where I was like, this is what, like, Lariah has wanted this since she was a kid. Like, all she wants is to see her mom again. This is, especially because it was, there was even, like, I was thinking about, like, the fact that, like, oh, Lariah brought her mom to her. That means, like, she could eventually find a way to come back. So she could go with her mom right now and just be done with everything that's happening, not feel so overwhelmed and, like, heartbroken and, like, hurt by her friends and just lost. She could just go and, like, relax with her mom and just, like, go have a life that is different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was definitely a moment where I was like, oh, no, am I just, like, leaving the D20 team right now? But yeah, it definitely, I brought it back. So I was like, no, Lariah wouldn't desert Riot. Like, she would never, like, leave someone behind like that.
Yeah, but especially, I think especially because we just had that, the introduction of the other, the memory that hasn't been quite inserted yet.
Yeah, I think especially with that, people will understand, like, oh yeah, there's no way Lariah would have just left like that. As much as it hurt her to say no to her mother, like, she cannot leave someone behind.
Yeah. But your mother did give you, like, instructions on how to resolve that eventually. I feel like Lariah shouldn't give it up permanently.
Oh, no. Like, that's definitely part of, like, what made it easier for Lariah. Like, the fact that her mom was like, and then when you're done, here's how you come find me again. Like, no, Lariah now knowing that she has a way, a relatively simple way, all things considered. Like, she has an actual answer that's like, do this thing and I will be there waiting for you. Mm-hmm. Like, that made a big difference. And I think is the reason that, like, when Lariah came back, she was determined instead of just very, very sad. Like, knowing that she has a way to see her mom again. She's, like, knowing that, like, this is her journey. It's no longer, like, a search for her. It's no longer, like, how do I do this? Like, anyone, please just give me information. Now it's just like, all right, I know what I need to do, and it is to learn this spell. And my mom has even given me a way to do it. Like, she said, you know, study in the way that we used to. Done. Like, got it. I'm ready.
How did it feel to fly?
Great. Laura is going to do it as much as possible.
Finally. Get rid of all these earthbound dames. Let's go. The all flying season.
Oh my god. That whole scene was incredible. I love the idea of, like, Andraste just, like, running up the side of the tower as you're just doing loop-de-loops in the sky.
She's all, like, wary of our time and, like, Emberwood, like, creating those relationships. I was gonna say, Brittany, you know, Karen's now a ghost, so she can fly too. That's what I'm talking about, you know? Like, never touch the Earth's surface again. Like,
Cool. So that is probably it for us on this behind the scenes episode. Again, we're going to try to do these every few or several episodes. Whenever there's something cool to talk about, we'll do these. And you can find them on our Patreon feed. Again, thank you so much for being patrons. We really, really appreciate it. Your support helps us upgrade our equipment, helps us bring amazing guests on so that we're able to pay them for their valuable and precious time. So thank you so much. It really, really goes a long way, your support. So we'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.